I think it's a step in the right direction. They are following in the footsteps of many other countries who recognize smoking as unhealthy and in detriment to all. I would support any legislation banning smoking altogether, and I would think that Japan should be at the forefront of that fight as a modern nation in the 21st century. There's, of course, the health concern, which is the primary concern for secondhand smoke and people who do not choose to smoke, because we are subjected to secondhand smoke whether or not we like it or not. The tobacco lobby is really at fault. They make a lot of money, as does the government, on the tax on a pack of cigarettes. So there's no real incentive for the government to ban smoking, which is something that most people are not aware of. The other thing is that smoking is a habit that affects others, whereas other bad habits such as drug use, fatty foods, extreme sports, if that's your thing, do not affect others. If you kill yourself or if you become fat from eating too many hamburgers, that's not affecting me. When you choose to smoke in an area where I am in as well, and others who may not smoke, you're affecting them. Obviously, banning smoking or even prohibiting smoking in certain areas provides a mandate that needs to be upheld by some force of law, whether that be police or otherwise, which forces the industry underground, which has problems in and of itself. But forcing the industry underground also deprives them of the light of day, which means that many people will be forced to find other jobs in perhaps less damaging businesses. Smoking bans in other countries have been very successful. My home country of the Netherlands, smoking is banned in all public places, including bars, which of course there was an outcry for at first, but the next generation will grow up never knowing that smoking in bars and restaurants and other public places was an option, and therefore they will not miss it. If they continue to want to smoke, they can do so in the privacy of their own homes or apartments, and even in designated smoking areas, but I think those are going to disappear in the long run as well, because everyone recognizes and agrees that smoking is detrimental to everyone's health. Though I don't think the government exists to ban smoking or other personal decisions, smoking has become about more than just the individual smoker. It's a large lobby with political ties, and the money gained from cigarette sales, tobacco sales, help fund campaigns for politicians, and I don't think the two should be related.